Yeah, it's a lot of fun because some of these guys, you know, they're not going to ever make it into the WWE. Although I think Tim could go right into WWE right now and do just great at the age of 53. But, you know, Vince is not going to hire him to do anything. Then you've got some of the other guys, some of the smaller promotions. They travel all over the country every weekend. We just had the MK Bandit on with us. He's, you know, he's an up-and-comer. He travels all over the dadgum country every weekend just to hone his craft in professional wrestling. You got Marty the Moth Martinez. He goes to he's down in Mexico. He's in L.A. He's in Colorado. He wrestles in Utah. He's all over the place trying to make it into the professional wrestling business. I think it's a great storyline to see these people that have that passion for performing and for professional wrestling, and they do it for more than just making the big bucks. But if they can make a few bucks at it, more power to them, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I felt kind of dumb because when the MK Bandit was on here the other day, you know, like, that's like a big name for our little podcast.
Yeah.
And I kind of found myself getting tripped up in some questions and things, but I think it was because I'm coming up with excuses now, Dave, but it's a valid excuse. Like, I was really enthralled by hearing what he was saying, like, you know, how he's basically in you know, from Salt Lake, he's been involved with UCW Zero, and he goes to House of Hardcore, and Tommy Dreamer's like, okay, dude, you're going to friggin' get kicked in the gut by this dude, and you're going to, you know, and you're going to, and he took it like a man and all that. You know, way to earn your stripes, kid, you know.
Yeah, that's what Bully Ray said to him,
and,
right?
And I'm just like, it's almost like an initiation or uh-huh. something, you know. And I thought, that is so cool. That is so cool that he has taken that, and he's so passionate about professional wrestling that he's like, you know, if I can even make my mark on one little show, that's, you know, just awesome. And I was so enthralled by him saying that I couldn't think straight.
Yeah, it was a great interview. You can go back, I think it was a couple of pods ago, and I think we named it the MK Bandit. So if you want to hear that incredible interview with this guy, who is a wrestling manager, which, you know, might be coming back or might not be coming back. I think that he has a future as a manager somewhere in some of the bigger leagues. I would love to see that happen for him. I just think it would be awesome, and he does such a good job. But I think from what you and I have found through our interviews with some of the performers, getting to meet some of the performers, when we got to meet Rey Mysterio, we got to meet you know, some of the other people. We had Juice talking about meeting the Big Show, and some of the stories that we've, you know, been back and forth with, that most of these performers, they do it for the love of performing. And I think that's pretty daggum cool. They're not in it just to make money.
I think so, too. I think so, too. You know, just really neat. So I wish I had more time for the indies, dude. I don't know how you do it. You work a full-time job. You have a church calling. You got family. You got personal life. Jeez.
Yeah, I just try to catch up as much as I possibly can. By the way, when we were talking about the NWA title and Tim Storm, you can subscribe on YouTube. There is a channel called 10 Pounds of Gold. Mm-hmm. And the 10 Pounds of Gold is ran by the NWA, Billy Corgan's company. And they do interviews. They do all kinds of different vignettes with some of the performers. They talk to Nick Aldis. They talk to Tim. They talk to Cody and more. It is a really interesting YouTube channel. And most of the videos are less than 30 minutes. So
yeah, cool.
I think you would really enjoy that.
Well, I don't know if you've been seeing the news. Did you see that the band is getting back together?
You mean The Shield?
No, dude.
The band?
The original.
Not the band.
The original. the Outsiders and Hollywood Hulk Hogan, brother.
I'd heard that that might be happening.
Yeah, they it was announced, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago, Tuesday. It was announced Tuesday. Hulk Hogan, they're doing a special thing at Hogan's Beach Shop. And the NWO is getting back together, and they're going to do some autographs and some fan Q&A and a bunch of silly little stuff.
Oh, that would be awesome, man. I'd love that. Did you ever, do you remember when Sean Waltman was on that podcast with Marty the Moth? Mm-hmm. And Sean, X-Pac, had a little bit too much gaseous foods, and he rips one. Remember we had that on the podcast? Mm-hmm. How embarrassing that it could pick up on the microphone. That's some powerful gas now.
That's awesome. Oh, that's funny. That is so funny. Hopefully that's not a hint at something maybe that I've done.
Well, not on the podcast, but there was that one time when we were recording our podcast in the car. You know, it was, rolled down the windows real quick.
Oh, Dave, you're funny.
Oh, man. And remember, well, we were coming back and it was raining and we hit that water and hydroplaned while we were recording. Man, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was scary, huh?
Yeah, it was scary.
I don't think I could do that now. I can't see very good in the dark now, Dave.
Ooh, you're getting older.
Oh, I'm getting older.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
When I get old, I get older and get a little tired, man. I can't see hardly at all, very good at night at all. Maybe I need glasses, dude.
You might have to do that, especially for night driving.
Yeah. Well, lots going on. I guess we'll have to just keep things going and especially keep up our unique perspective that we have on professional wrestling from a fan's point of view.
And that is kind of unique. I do believe we've had a couple of people make that comment that we don't profess to be professionals. We're just know what we like and what we don't like. So that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I sure hope you have an excellent night, and I'm glad we finally made this happen. We've been discussing things, trying to get together for the last couple nights, and I owe you an apology for not committing 100% to the podcast.
Gasp, he said again. Gasp. Hey, we're having fun with it, though, aren't we?
Yeah, I love talking to you.
As long as we're having fun, I don't care, man.
Even if it's not recorded and published on the internet, I'd still call you and talk to you about wrestling.
That's right.
I did send you a couple text messages this week. Tell me about those text messages or questions I asked you.
Well, one of the questions was about Maurice, the Miz's wife. You were asking if Maurice was ever a competitor. Now, Maurice was on the Divas search. She didn't win. That was the one where Mike was the host, the Miz. And he has that famous blooper where he forgot the telephone number. She was involved with that, and that's where they met. That's where they fell in love, and they got married a couple of years ago. Now they have a hit TV show on the USA Network, a reality show called The Miz and Mrs., which just ended its first season of runs. And then I think in January they're going to have season two. It has been signed for a season two. But Maurice was a competitor for a short time, couldn't stay healthy. She injured her back a couple of times, but she has had the training as a professional wrestler. And be interesting to see in Hell in a Cell the mixed match that she's going to have with Daniel Bryan and Brie. Now, remember the last time Maurice was in the ring with her husband?
Mm-hmm. No, tell me.
It was John Cena. And Nikki.
Oh, Bell. Okay.
And what a terrible match that was.
Oh, okay.
So, but we'll have to see if they let the ladies have a little bit more contact this time. I'll be interested in seeing what they do there.
Well, because the Bellas have both had some health issues as well, right?
Yeah, Brie had retired. Because she was pregnant, so she wasn't participating anymore. They've had the baby, And then Nikki had that really bad neck injury. She came back for a short time. Then she went off to do Dancing with the Stars. Who cares about that show? Not me. Then she's had all those problems with John where they were going to get married, then they're not going to get married. And it looks like that is completely over, at least at this time, as the stomach churns. But they're coming back. They performed on Raw, and they say they're making their comeback now as a tag team. How long that will last? Well, it will go probably into Evolution, which is the all-women's pay-per-view coming up. I think they'll go at least that far and do something there. They were an interesting tag team. I never was a big fan of the Bellas as much as some people were, but still, they were kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, and it hasn't been. For some reason, I don't know why, I thought they were around a lot longer than they actually were. Uh-huh. Like they debuted, and it was only like, what was it, like 2010 or 2012 or something like that.
I'll have to check that out.
And yeah, they really honestly haven't been around for that long. And I don't know why I thought that they had been around for a lot longer, but they haven't.
Well, it seems like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, sure appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much, my man.
Yeah. Well, I hope that all is well in the hood of Dave.
The hood of Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the hood, baby. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. The hood of Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'll have to steer that one for my radio show. So.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, great job on your radio bits the other morning. I thought they were quite hilarious myself.
Oh, when I get to make some comment about professional wrestling or use something from pro wrestling, I think it's just a lot of fun. I did the B team. That was,
yes.
That's what I did.
B team, go.
Yeah. I love that.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah. And, you know, by the way, I do a daily blog on my radio station website. It's not my website. It's a radio station I work for. And it's just some of the thoughts that I have. Sometimes it goes into wrestling, just goes into life and more. That's available at cool1039.com, by the way.
Yeah,
thanks
you did
once
it.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I sure hope you have a good rest of the evening, and we'll get together and do this again soon.
Is a dangerous man.
One dangerous dude.
But I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing why.
What plan is no plan.
Because I'm bad. I'm bad. Some more.
Are you kidding me, Chico?
The most dangerous person on the internet is...
is one dangerous dude.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I'm a bad, bad man. I'm a...
Yeah, you're damn right he is.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton. Zane Peterson joining us via Skype, and I'm AJ Salveson. Hey, I remember, what was it, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I joined you as a guest host on Turnbuckle Trash. I was just a guest, just a sitting guy, because Tom Sherlock was gone and needed someone to fill in, and I jumped in, and I was excited. I was pumped up. And then Tom moved on, and you asked me to take his spot, and I was more than happy to do so. Tom was great at it, so I knew I had big shoes to fill, so I prepared like crazy. And now I've found myself 3.5, 4 years later where I've been your regular co-host, and it has been a freaking blast.
Thank you.
It has been – no, thank you. It has been so much fun. So – and we actually had Zane. I remember we did a show in studio, and Zane was right there, and me and Shane were sharing this freaking mic, and – Zane was hilarious. Zane was just, jokes were racking up like crazy.
And I remember we hit it off pretty good. We found a lot in common. And again, same thing. I had actually never met you before. And I said, I knew Dave. I knew who he was. And I ran into him at the comic book store. And he said, "Well, if we ever, you know, I have time, we'll get you on the show or this or that." And I was like, "Oh, that'd be fun." And And I remember it was it WrestleMania 30 or was it 29? Which one was it? And it was 30, the, yeah. Was it 30? And you invited me on as a guest commentator. And that's where we met, Juice.
Yeah, no, that was and I remember you guys almost kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3000, that stupid thing. You guys ruined the whole entire pay-per-view event because you kept predicting everything that was going to happen. Like, no, it's not going to happen. Watch. He's going to hit him. That guy's going to come in. He's going to hit him. He's going to come in with this move, and then it's going to be pinned. Mm-hmm. Well, sure enough, it freaking happens, and I was pissed at you guys. I was livid. So, no, a lot of great memories. The butt fumbles we've had are just awesome. In fact, that's how long we've been doing this. The butt fumble came up in 2012 with Mark Sanchez running into his offensive lineman's butt, fumbling the ball, and having to return for a touchdown. So we've been together. This has been longer than 4 years. Holy crap. This has been like six maybe then.
I think you and I did it for about a year.
Year.
Yeah.
So I
think you and I did it for about a year.
Yeah, we've been there for a while. So in saying that, it has been a joy and a pleasure and a blast, but I am here to announce that I am no longer going to be hosting Turnbuckle Trash. I'm hosting a radio show on the Full Court Press, KVNU-AM, and here in Logan, Utah, and I also help out with Utah State Aggie Football Radio. That along with being a baseball coach and trying to enjoy somewhat of a personal life if I've ever had one, with my beautiful wife of 3 years, it's time to say goodbye and to go on with my personal endeavors. But I've always been a wrestling fan, always will be a wrestling fan, and forever and eternity be a Turnbuckle Trash fan, Dave. It's been a blast.
Well, thanks, Juice. You know, I hope that you wouldn't be opposed to joining us anytime you can in your spare time. And, you know, I know that, you know, again, you say your personal life is hard, but I hope that you'll join us if you ever find time, and we could do a three-way Skype or anything like that, or have you on as a guest. I hope you would never be opposed to that.
We'll see. I mean, let's not push it.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's not push it. No, I, you know what? I feel like I'm the Undertaker. I'm hanging out at home, and then, like, you're going to be Triple H and call me, hey, what are you doing? I'm hanging out at home, like, relaxing.
Yeah, dude, you want to come to a pod?
No. No, yes, I'll be right over. Wow.
But everybody wants you to come back for a minute.
Dave, any thoughts?
Yeah, Ajay, we've been friends for several years, and I wish you the best. But, you know, I've got to do it one more time. I've got to play the story of Ajay meeting the Big Show.
Oh.
I'm going to place it right here. If you've never heard this, Ajay, once again, you stand how tall now?
5'2".
5'2", gets to meet the Big Show in Salt Lake City. It is absolutely hilarious. Wouldn't you say, Zane?
I remember when he was telling us about that.
It was just so funny.
You know, and I was pretty jealous. I was like, oh, man, that's so freaking cool. He met the Big Show. Like, that's awesome.
We're gonna throw that in here because, hey, that's just the kind of guys we are. We like to embarrass people. But no, Ajay, once again, thank you for being my friend, and thanks for being part of Turnbuckle Trash. You know you are welcome anytime. We want to hear from you again, okay?
Hey, well, thank you. And you know what the big question now is going to be? Is who's your new co-host going to be along with Zane Peterson?
It's going to be like, who's going to fill these shoes?
Oh, my gosh, you just ruined the whole entire moment with those words.
I filled my shoes one time after drinking about 15 Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my hell. Well, what the hell is your guys' problem?
Just there will be no way we can ever possibly find another co-host. We'll just have to find a co-co-host.
A co-co. Hey, I'm so excited to be the co-host. No, you're not a co-host. Okay, you're just a co-co-host. You got that?
Yes.
No, but and again, a big thanks to you and to Zane and to Chris Evans, who has been absolutely terrific and a big fan of us. To all you listeners, you have been fantastic. I mean, awesome with your input, your daily insight, your Facebook posts, your comments on our show, whether you hated me or not. You're still real. It's great. Big thanks to Still Real to us, by the way. Special thanks to all you guys over there. So, yeah. And to say so long, Here is my greatest WWE story ever.
But let's talk about some. Let's talk about some professional wrestling, because you actually were at the Energy Solutions Arena doing your job where you work for a radio station in Salt Lake City. You were doing your job there, and there was a wrestling event, and you actually got to meet some of the guys from the WWE, right?
Talk about the WWE gods looking out for me. So I was supposed to do a game that night, and yeah, it was a home game that night, and then it rained. It poured that night, absolutely poured. But instead of like calling, and the game was on TV that night too. So instead of like postponing the game, they waited like an hour and a half to see if this was going to work, if the rain would stop. So they waited for an hour and 53 minutes. So about 9 o'clock, they finally called it. And I had actually been in and out of the, you know, from the studio, and I would go and sit in the arena and watch the matches happen. The crowd was great there, by the way. So anyways, they cancel our game. We call it. And so I play stupid. Now, we have a clock out station on the main entrance floor that we can clock out, and that would have been the easiest for me to go do, to clock out and go walk to the lot. Instead, I play stupid, and I take the elevator all the way to the basement floor to where the WWE superstars are walking back, and I knew fully well what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
So I pretend like I'm lost, and I'm like, oh, man, security guard, hey, I go clock out over here, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, just go down this hallway this way. I played stupid the whole time, knowing full well what I was doing. So I walk across. I get freaking startled because out walks Sheamus just right across from me, the shark.
Oh.
And it really was like a shark because he startled the crap out of me. I stop, and I kind of look at him. He doesn't even skip a step. He kind of looks at me and goes, in his accent, what's up, bro? And I was like, Sheamus? Looking good, man. Looking really good. He is a creepy guy up close and personal in that, and just like, his underwear and boots, and he's tall. The mohawk scared me to death.
Let me just say this: you are of the country of India, right? The scent.
Yes.
I don't. India, Pakistan. Anyway, you have a dark skin.
Yes.
And Sheamus is the human jar of mayonnaise.
Oh man, yeah. Put it together. It's night and day. Literally,
and
day.
That's unreal. So.
I walk across to him. I get startled, nearly crap my pants. Go change my diaper and then go back out. And I start walking across the hallway, and I look up. I was looking down the ground. I look up, and there's this big 7'2" guy there slowly, and I mean slowly walking. The key is when you're walking around these kind of places with these kind of people, you have to pretend like you belong there.
Right.
You have to pretend like you actually are supposed to be there. Because if you're not, people are going to get creeped out, suspicious, and a little scared of you, and they might even kick you out. So I was like, hey, what's up, Big Show? And he kind of scared me because he stops, and I mean, it took him for like, what seemed like eternity to turn around. And I keep walking towards him, and I was like, hey, listen, you're a great man in the ring, but you're a better man outside of the ring, and I want you to know that. And he puts his freaking Godzilla-sized paw on my left shoulder, and looks at me and he goes, he kind of laughs and says, thanks. And I'm like, you doing all right? And he's like, I'm just a little sore.
Oh.
And then as I'm walking back the other way, because again, I'm pretending like I'm lost, but I turn around, go back the other way, and I see a man on his phone. And I was like, R-Truth, what's up, man? He turns around and goes, hey, what's up, brother? And I was like, so we start talking for just a little bit. I was like, how are you doing? And he's like, good. I'm like, you feeling all right? And he goes, a little sore, but I'm fine. So I said, hey, you guys are probably flying out tonight. Where are you headed to? And he goes, Pensacola, Florida.
Whoa.
So they're in Utah tonight. And that same night, they're traveling to Pensacola, Florida.
Whoa.
And I was like, man, how do you guys do it? I mean, really. And he stops and he kind of looks at me. I'm like, how do you guys do it? And he says, it's just part of the grind, man. It's just part of the grind. I said, well, thank you for doing it for us, because I know you probably don't get much appreciation. And I was like, I don't want any autographs. Because I think he was kind of thinking, like, all right, let me sign. He's like, I'm like, I don't want any autographs. I just want to tell you thank you for what you do for the millions and millions of people who get to have the pleasure and watch you guys do what you do. And he said, that's probably the best compliment I could ever ask for. And he shook my hand and put his hand on my shoulder and said, I appreciate you a lot. And they fly. And I walked away. And about 5 feet later, I look over and I'm like, Dog Zizzler, good to see you, bro. And I just keep walking. He kind of looks at me and goes, Yeah. You too, bro. As I walked by, I saw Kane laying on the ground getting stretched out. I mean, this is after a match, too. and he's getting stretched out, and they're trying to figure out where he's in pain and such. These guys, I mean, for the WWE universe and for the Turnbuckle Trash fans and whoever else is listening to this, understand what these guys put themselves on the line. And walking down there, seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff with the writers and the wrestlers themselves, these guys go through a lot of work, and I don't think they get enough appreciation. But in the end, they, you know, I don't think they really do hear the fans say thank you for what you guys do. And so from me to them and from all of us here on behalf of Turnbuckle Trash, the co-host Dave Zane and I and the rest of the listeners, you WWE wrestlers, thank you for what you guys do.
Just got one question for you.
Shoot.
Now, we've already talked about you being of Indian descent.
Yeah.
And you're not a tall man. Well, how tall are you?
5'2".
5'2". Big Show, 7'2". Did you come up to his hips?
No, I came up to his thigh, and I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, wow.
That's not an exaggeration. That's not a lie. I came, I think, to the edge of his thigh, just below his hip. Because I looked up. I mean, imagine us two standing towards you and facing you. I went up to barely just below his hip.
Wow.
So, and I mean, I mean, really, and he's huge. I mean, he put his hand, his right hand on my shoulder, and it covered my shoulder. His fingers went down to almost where my pec is.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He's huge. Great man. Really generous wrestlers to say hi to me. No, it was great. It was fun. It was awesome. It was really cool to be down there and kind of see riders talking to wrestlers and kind of see how they interact with each other.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Dadgummit, would you please boo me? 3 stars. That's all you get, SummerSlam. I'm sorry. 3 stars.
The B-Team. B-Team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the old ancient book of wrestling.
She has that look like my ex-wife did when we were going to court. Mm. And now we can say goodbye to Brock Lesnar. Thank goodness.
Uneven. I'm good, aren't I? Why would I say uneven?
Why would you say uneven?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you for asking. Just because he's younger, but I'm better looking?
If there was a Mount Rushmore of WWE broadcasters, it would be Zayn, Ajay Salveson, and then three other stone faces of Chris.
I'm not even there?
No.
Like I said, I feel like...
Can I be down with the Geronimo statue?
I can hear you.
You really can?
Oh, great.
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, we'll share the mic.
I am a 6-degree black belt in Hapkido, and I hold a 5th-degree black belt in Okinawan Kempo.
I'm a 7th-degree belt, cheese belt, in the manly art of fondue.
Seriously, this is what I'm wearing to the ring?
For only $9.99 a month. And for a new subscriber, it's free.
Let's give them some pyro! Huh? Yeah, yeah! On three! One, two!
Okay, it's our first show, so we're kind of working the kinks out still.
Did you not pay the pyro guy?
I swear to God, I did. Okay. One more time. On three! One, two, three!
But how do you really feel about The Undertaker and Triple H?
What a waste of freaking time!